This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The coronavirus pandemic has been very disruptive to the economy, cramping supply chains and shutting down stores. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports on one Austin manufacturer that pivoted to making masks just as the U.S. was coming around on wearing them.
For Kim Overton, the economic shutdown hit her company like others.
We had to let go 4 people, and a lot of our partners, retail partners, have had to shut their doors.
She founded Spy Belt 13 years ago in Austin. The company manufactures running accessories, mainly small belts with pouches to hold keys or a phone securely while you run. They sell more than 200,000 a year in stores across 35 countries. But with the pandemic, sales fell to a trickle.
And those who are fortunate enough to be online, they're doing what they can to push online sales. We're in big box too, like REI, Dick's Sporting Goods. They've shut their doors, which is really mind-blowing.
The cancellation of big road races also hit the bottom line.
The Disney World Marathon, all these big events, were part of their entire series, about 6 to 7 events a year. The Capital 10,000 was lined up. Big race for us, all canceled.
But she had an idea something bad could be coming because of issues with a Chinese partner months ago.
So we already had delays of manufacturing one particular product that we make with them. And so we started to see shipping and delivery delayed for some of our larger clients as early as December.
When things came to a head here in Austin last month, she put aside running belts and started making masks. These aren't the surgical grade N95 masks. These are cloth masks that keep you from spreading your stuff around and keep you from touching your nose and mouth. Something critical for Overton, who may be feeling more vulnerable in this crisis.
Oh yeah, I have a lung condition. The name bronchiectasis. It puts me in the high risk category. It's a permanent lung condition, damaging of my lungs, makes me susceptible to pneumonia.
So as COVID-19 spread, personal face masks quickly became a requirement in the Spy Belt factory. And this was weeks before the president's coronavirus task force suggested they were even necessary.
Because based on the best evidence available at the time, it was not deemed that that would have a significant impact on whether or not a healthy person wearing a mask would contract COVID-19.
That's U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams last week announcing a change in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations for the general public and masks.
CDC recommends and the task force recommends wearing cloth face coverings in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. These include places like grocery stores and pharmacies. We especially recommend this in areas of significant community-based transmission.
And now Spy Belt is humming again, to a degree.
I guess the word spread like wildfire that we're making them, and we sold out almost immediately, and we've had to bring on more workers to help sew them.
The staff had to work through the weekend to try to meet demand.
We turned our feature off online to sell the masks because we're so inundated with sales. They want to catch up with inventory.
And there's more good news for both Spy Belt and the pandemic. Overton says orders are starting to pick up for their core product, those running belts, in of all places, China. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.